Marco Pusher, the patient, the one plumber, person is the one. Y-V-O-N-N-E. The one, person is plumber. Pierce Peter, L-U, M as in Mary, E-R, plumber, P-L-U-M-M-E-R. One plumber, date of birth, April 30th, 1940, 62 service, June 12, 2023. Posterior colonoscopy, snare, polypectomy. Referring physician, Dr. Scott Marcel, S-C-O-T-T, Scott Larson Marcel, M-A-R-S-E-L, posterior colonoscopy, snare, polypectomy indication. Screening for colon cancer, period, remote history of colon polyps. Period, description available with the cons of all patients, good patient on the complications. Period withdrawal time was over 7 minutes. New paragraph findings, 5 millimeter pale cell for removed to the cold set technique at 60 centimeters from anal birth. This polyp was lost and the stool and could not be retrieved. Could not be retrieved. Period. Number two, small non-major monads. Period of anamorphal oscopy. You can expect a plan. Hyperbaric harvestment as needed. Next number. End of dictation. Victoria, Victoria. Hi, Victoria. Feeling okay?
Yeah. Oh my God, something different.
That's good. I'm glad.
Unbelievable from heaven to.
Good. I'm glad. So looks inside pretty good. Just some acid reflux.
Yes.
Not too much, but have you taken any pills for acid reflux before?
No, I just take. When I know I'm eating something that could be hard,
okay.
And my lungs, that's the only thing I take.
That takes care of the problem?
Yes.
You don't need anything stronger?
No.
Okay, that's
no.
Fine. So I took some biopsies to check for bacteria,
uh-huh.
And if anything comes back on that, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Otherwise, things look good.
Thank you, doctor. You did very good this
my
time.
My pleasure. Yeah, absolutely. Take care.
Thank you.
I'll send a report to your doctor, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Sure thing. Yes. Doing Paul, doing all right?
Not
all right. Steady. Nice, Mickey. Mm-hmm. Let's find this off.
Can you let them try?
They have to have so many
stickers. You're so nice.
You know, from Bali.
I'll be the one doing the test. Yes. Any questions from before we get started? First time, right? From Dr. Hari, is your primary?
Yes, sir.
In Claremont? Yeah. Awesome. Nice meeting you, Paul. We'll see you soon, all right?
Thank you,
right, good. Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Sure thing, welcome, of course. Hey, Zina, how are you?
It's good to see you.
Healing here every Tuesday?
She's really every other. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I realized my name is on
my every other. And so she alternates with.
Usually on the same day, 6 to 9.
Okay. And. So it's not like every Tuesday,
not like
fixed every alternate Tuesday. And when she comes a full day, does she do, who is here on that side on Tuesday? So the day she is here with Coop and the new dog, it's going to be a crunch.
As long as you have 3 people, you can manage.
Right? Moon one room and he's in one room and Yuling has one. Yeah.
So you'll be fine.
You could
be. You just cannot have Moon as well. I mean, unless everybody just.
No. Like, Moon and Coop don't come same day.
Never.
So that way you're fine, right? So he's there with Coop and Yuling, or he's there with Moon and Yuling. It's still 3 dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's up to Lane Megan's department.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's up to us to bring the patients, up to them to take care of them. Just volume-wise, it won't be that big, at least for the first few months. I know Moon is not getting so many, right?
No.
It's not like Mingyi or Tabrez.
No.
Not like 20 patients, yeah.
I don't know if it's 15. I don't know if it's 15. I think it's just 21 from 11 to 15. Right?
What's that?
Moon's desire is to be more than 2.
Yeah.
So from here, he goes
to other place, yeah. So that's, Coop? How many does he have?
6 hours.
It's not going to be like a crazy day for. He'll be busy in the morning, of course.
Right.
And then it'll calm down. Everyone. You oriented Ribeiro. What's his last name? Garcia. Pedro. Pedro. Yeah. He told them they need to be here ahead of start time to look at the patients. Right? No, he told him, ma'am. Because the last one didn't come. The last one walked in at 6:30.
Is that true? I can bring people water.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But you didn't... Who said why they bring him so early? Literally had, we only had 15 that day. We just 15? Excuse me. 18 or
more. I
don't think.
I don't ever complain whether
it's
18.
I should drop him with Mejia one day, 30 patients.
Oh my god, Mejia would like literally cancel all the cases.
Anyway, I think he's scheduled only for 2 more days. That's what she said.
Okay.
Yeah. And even,
I'll make sure it's with you.
Yeah.
The thing is, he provides good anesthesia, and like, if the patients have done just fine.
No, I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure he's competent. That's not the question, but the other thing besides competency, yeah. I mean, they're competent,
Yeah.
Starting with showing up on time and yeah, and then you got to move. You can't. I heard him. I stood outside. He was talking of, oh, where do you work? He asked me, patient. Oh, where do you, what the f does it matter where he works? Just get on with that. And
I got
so burnt up inside. Yeah.
Well, I
don't
disagree with that. I
mean,
you can ask the patient whatever you want. As long as you keep going.
He's not, that's the problem. He's not great. You can chat all you want. Hot bossy. So that's all very well, but when you have like 10 patients waiting in the back and everybody's... open... I was very what? Yeah, I'm telling you, I took that as a test of my, exactly. That's what I thought, as a test of. These things are sent to trial, like an exam, you know? Yeah. So, it's a word, yes, what you, yes. I was internalizing, I was inhaling those inside, like. <laughs> 40 centimeters.
Listen, all I know is it leads to happiness when I am. I'm like, oh, I feel so special, like a rock star.
You are, Dr.
Maybe
Sandra.
Maybe I showed up, it was like you were missed yesterday. I was like, oh, maybe I should go to the camera office. And I'm like, oh. I that's how I felt. I was there like, hopping back here. So good to see you. I was like, oh, nobody says that. I'm home now, always like,
there was a polyp? Thanks. Oh, no, it's not. I still wake up at night shaving. You won't believe this. Last night I was dreaming of being here. I woke up and I was actually dreaming of. Yeah. I don't recall, but I was dreaming of being in Millennia last night, literally. So.
I knew she was coming.
No, it's not actually. I don't know exactly what the dream was about, but it is something that is not going on very well. But
it's traumatized.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.